Welcome everybody to episode 26 of Connor the Banter Box with me, Connor Quinn, and Dara. I was trying not to say your surname. People know your surname?
I think so. People, yeah. Friends and family. I hope so anyway.
You became like a fucking Adele. You just have your name.
Just have one name. I think because my first name is Irish, my second name is also Irish. I didn't want to be full on Rama.
Star. Yeah, it's good. But there is no more like famous Star, if you know what I mean.
Maybe am I famous?
I social media. Here anyway, like. Are you loving it?
There's pros and cons. It sometimes it could be a fucking bit of a melt, like.
Alright.
When you're, I can't go out with my mates no more. I'm going out with my mates this Sunday, and I think it's the first time since before Christmas, maybe longer, that I went out with them. And I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also dreading it because I just know it's going to be chaos.
And then especially because of your like your whole thing is going out. Because in like the DJ lifestyle, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, partying.
Partying.
It's good fun, like. It's good fun. Can't lie.
But you're up a drink 5 weeks, are you?
Oh, aye, 5 weeks, pal.
It's hard, is it?
You know what? I gigged for the first timer on the weekend and I enjoyed it, mate, sober, so I think I'm going to do it a lot more. I was still. People say you need swall to get, what's the word? Motivation, not motivation, to take away the nerves.
Aye.
But I thought I was going to need it, but it was grand. No, but to be fair, I'm thinking here, I had two beers then. Like, I'm still off a drink.
Off the partying anyway.
Off a partying.
But it would be a hard lifestyle though, because to keep up with, like fucking having to go to work and just drink all the time. Like.
That's people think. People like look at DJs, it's a massive stigma. Like, you just need to be a party animal 24/7, but it's not sustainable.
Aye.
You'd end up running yourself into a hole, mate.
I know.
Big time.
Because I had Richie on, he was sort of saying the same. Like, especially if you're feeling like shit at times, like, and then you have to go out and you have to like go to... Like, you're going to a rave and it's filled with just drink, like.
I know. What I mean.
And all the art shit, all the art.
And then if you are playing as well, if you're hungover, you'd be an entertainer. Well, I feel like my shows, I'd be trying and being so much of an entertainer. And if you're hungover, mate, the last thing you want to do is fucking look at people and smile.
And there's about 600, aye. About 6,000 minimum.
Well, I guess thousands, like, depends on club size, but aye.
What's the biggest?
Creamfields, 30,000.
30 people. 30 people.
There was by the end of it.
So cream fees, like.
Aye. And then Bell Sonic was 20, I think.
Mate, that's mad. And then what was SSE?
It was 5.
Was it?
Aye. I think we'd done like 4-7 tickets.
Mate, so, that's mad though. Like, did you not shit yourself? Did you not, or did you just go and did fucking Love and Life?
I never really get, I could do, I get nervous before shows, but not where I'm like not wanting to play, you know what I mean?
Aye.
So before, I think the place I get less nervous playing is Belfast. I feel most comfortable playing here. I think when I go to new venues, that's when I'm most nervous, like feeling sick and all beforehand. But when I'm playing in places I've played or with promoters I've played with before, I'm grand.
Aye. Would the promoters be a hard part of it? Like, would they be, as in like, do you feel like you have to please Emmons or?
Yeah, fuck Emmons.
Nothing but trouble, that's right.
It's more for the fans, you need to please the fans.
See that they're nothing but trouble though, that they're, so your idea goes with, like, doesn't it? Like,
you get away
with fucking anything with that, like. I mean, you literally branded yourself as nothing but trouble, so you can do anything, like.
I know.
Or do you? Do you feel like there's something, like, obviously being like...
Definitely. There's a fine line now, like, so you can be nothing but trouble or being a fucking header.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You kind of need to not cross that line.
It's hard when you come from North Belfast.
And grow up the way I
You're
do.
Like, I'm sensible compared to my mates.
Oh, right. Here. I'm the only one with a criminal record, for fuck's sake.
Yet.
Yeah.
So you were in Australia?
Yes. What a gaff, mate. Jesus Christ. Have you ever been?
Nah.
What
would you move
gaff.
It?
No problem, bro. No problem. Say if I could live there, I would do it. But you're talking 48 hours a week minimum flights. It takes 24 to get there. Say I'm playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I need to leave Australia Wednesday, Tuesday to get somewhere for Thursday. And then you're flying home Sunday and not landing the Tuesday again.
It's a melt.
The flan?
Aye.
I feel business six, it was alright.
Oh, he's got money.
Kick the feet up.
What?
Kick the feet
get
up.
Get the feet up.
Your woman said to me on the way home, she was like, they asked, do you want woke up for breakfast or lunch or whatever? And I was like, if I'm sleeping, then just let me sleep. Man, I slept for like 12 hours getting on the flight. And we were landing, a 14-hour flight. She was like, you had some sleep hour, didn't you? And I was like, what fucking times in here? I didn't have a clue.
You wasted business, mate.
Oh, and I mean, literally, both times.
But see, when you're like, we flew to Japan, I was like, I'm fucking next time paying for something better than this.
No, it's good, like, premium economy. And it's not as expensive.
What's his business, roughly? I'm not asking you how much you've hit now.
Between 3 to 6K.
That's mad. That's some constant salary to me.
I know.
Well, not salary, monthly wage. But here, so like back there where it all started, Barney boy.
Barney, so are you, aren't you? I remember you and Barney had the wee mullet with the pink tips in the back.
You were blonde, mate.
What a blonde.
I know. No, it was a red suit. But
had every haircut under the sun, Barney, didn't you?
Used to go to hairdressers.
Because I remember my former teacher was Miss Rob, and you were always in
art.
Miss O'Neill. Was that her name, Miss O'Neill?
Aye. I was always an art mate. I think. Cause what age you?
Lucky bats are in her class all the time. She was great.
I know everybody loved Miss O'Neill, like, didn't they?
What did you say her?
What age you?
26.
26.
I'm
here
this year.
So I think, when you were. I remember because you were in Marty and all this year, weren't you?
Who?
Marty.
Campbell?
Yeah.
No, he's like 3 years below me.
Is he?
Aye. So Marty Campbell. Who's in my year? Who do you know? Ronan Hill. Footballer.
So he's really, I think, 3 years, like 3 years. But see, like, now 3 years isn't that much. But see, when you're in school, I think I was probably about 6 years and he's in third year.
You think these are big people compared to, you, don't you?
I think everybody in here used to call me Van Gogh because I've never heard of art. I was getting bullied by the third year.
Well, for sitting in art all day. All right.
Made it nothing else to do. Here, got me here anyway. But here, did you always know you were going to do music?
Aye, I think so, mate. I remember looking through my first year. No way, when you just join school, you get like, what do you want to be in 10 years' time, 20 years' time? I wrote a TJ or a bodybuilder. Thankfully, I'm both.
Did you actually? Mate, that's good. I don't know what the fuck I would have
heard. I just always had a dream, mate. I got Dex when I was 8 or something, so I was always passionate about music, but I'd never done it in school. I wish I'd done it and went to tech and probably get into it younger.
Yeah.
Because I only really blew up the past, 2 years, kind of?
Well, I was the first. What was the first one that blew up? What was the first one I heard your radio on? Put 'em High. Was
Put 'em High, probably. And I,
mate, I remember driving home from a wedding. It was like in the summer, and like really was. I was like, no way. I must have been surreal. Like,
back then, I definitely, when you start getting radio plays, but it's not as well thought of as it used to be getting your music on radio. Because back then, that's all there was for artists. If you got your song playing the radio, you've made it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get it. You're gonna be in the charts. Whereas now, you've Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Anyone can listen to your music anywhere. I don't want to say it's not a massive achievement because it still is, but it's just not as big as achievement as it was.
It used to be.
20,
then that's
years
the thing.
Ago.
Then people they take, and even like the likes of TikTok people, they take your music a lot more, and they can just do whatever they want with it.
Literally, you can just fucking butcher it. I get sent videos all the time, people on the decks like playing my tune and someone else's together, and like, this is class, isn't it? And what's that going? Shit.
Absolutely bollocks.
A few more years and he pop.
Who used to do that? Deadmix did that, and then that's how he got the vocals for one of his songs.
I was watched that there yesterday, actually. He live streamed and he had like people send him vocals.
Aye, and then he was
he just goes, motherfucker!
He called his wife and all that. Like, isn't this the way?
Shit.
Didn't like it then?
The song was alright, like, it's not.
I know. Dave Mouse back in the day, that was fucking unreal. Like, do you like him?
I like his tune, I Remember. That's a great song.
Oh, aye. Tune. Aye.
He has a record label. I think the songs are on his record label. I forget the name of it, but a lot of the artists on it are good. But his tunes himself, I only really like I Remember.
What did
I couldn't tell you another one.
I think he done like Sophie Needed a Ladder and all like stuff like that. Did he do that? I don't know.
I'm terrible with song names. See, for a DJ, like, I am shit. If you play it, they'll be like, yeah, I know what there. But see, artists and names and all, I haven't a Scooby.
I know, mate. See, like, put them up or something. I just start, when you start typing it in, it comes up and you're like,
one. You
know what I mean?
Put them high.
But, you went to Barney. It was mad Scooby, mate, wasn't it?
See what? Or see since O'Grady left, it's our being. We are whenever the new principal was in.
Yeah.
Which colour again? Miss Stewart?
Miss Stewart, aye.
Did you go to Barney too? Miss Stewart. Banger. Jesus.
He's Christ. What you're 22?
21,
aye. So he would have like been like at the
Marty, whatever. So Marty would have been like a year above him.
Think so.
I don't know anyone.
There's no.
Were you in school when I was there?
About 21.
You would have been there
before. You would have been 6 year now. Is that how it
works? Yeah, well, maybe not, because I left school in fifth year. As soon as I got the chance, I was out of here.
Mate, I never left. Me I was like, can I stay for another year?
Yeah. You only left the year I joined, remember, because you did an extra year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You wee teacher's pet, as you stand
there. Yeah, nothing else to do in life. I was like, please give me something
cool to do. Miss O'Neill for another year.
Yeah. You know, honestly, sort of fuck. But now, nah, mate, it was bonkers. Like, I actually done a talk for Miss Robin fucking, like, in St. Louise's, and then I ran in, we were just talking about it. Like,
is that what she is now, St. Louise's?
I went there for her class, and I was like, see, when you think back, see, while you were there, it wasn't that mad, but see, when you look back, like,
it was nuts. It was nuts. I give my kudos to her, like, see, to be fair, she changed my life. I went into that school as an absolute maniac. I was running about with boys who are in jail now, and she went in, and every time I'd done something wrong, it was just DT, DT, DT. She would never suspend me, and my mom was supported her, so I give her kudos that way. She changed my, she grew me up a lot more.
I remember I was sort of similar. She used to call me Connor Quinn, never in. I never went into school. I was always in the beak. And then I remember one day getting in, like, it was our Shona's house, but she used to, we used to smoke in it. Like, go in the beak and smoke in it. And I went in my hour for her and say, like, this is a fucking ice trip. Just start ripping up his, can't put that up. And I was like, no way. But like, if he hadn't done that, like, I mean, I wouldn't, I probably wouldn't have stuck at it.
I know.
But I school was good crack. So then you were saying, you've had a fair few jobs, haven't you? You said you put the fibre in here, didn't you?
I put the fibre in this building, no way. That's why your internet's lethal.
Thanks very much.
All I'd put it in where I live as well, too, but it's funny, aye.
I remember your post. Didn't you always get caught going down bus lanes in that van?
Oh, mate. I still do it, like, for fuck's sake. The amount of parking tickets and shit I get.
I always think, how did you get scooped?
I'm just unlucky, mate. I swear to you, you think I'm parking like a wanker. I'm just unlucky. I was in a beach with her the other day. I got a parking ticket in Ibiza. Who the fuck gets a parking ticket in Ibiza, mate?
Didn't your car get clumped or something? They'd say
Telegraph. Oh, I went in to shoot a bit of promo, came out. No fucking, I couldn't drive it. It's like you're having a laugh. We were talking about that there. I done an interview with Ibiza yesterday, and they were saying that, excuse me, your manager brought that up to them, but that was about a year ago.
Yeah.
And you have to pay your car tax every year, don't you?
Aye.
So it's probably, I walk out here today and I'll be clamped again. Fuck sake. I need to pay it. I forget how to do it. You just do it online.
Oh, you do it on. Oh, you can't do it online. I think you need to have it. Or you have. You need. You don't even drive.
We're both looking to them for answers.
Yeah, get these.
He don't know Nam.
I know. He knows fuck all. What's your name? Are you joking? He's going to answer it. Oh, you need to go to. You go to post office with your insurance certificate.
No, with my insurance. What for?
To say that your car
tax
is insured.
Why? Oh, yeah. Or to say it's insured.
Yeah, your car needs to be insured. A tax, I think.
And then you go to the post office. Oh, you don't go to post. Do you go to post?
I don't remember. You can't
do it the first time. You go to post office.
You've
already
done it the first time. So true. Fucking hell, that's good crack. But that's why you're always everywhere, mate.
Oh, that's good life, bro.
It is good.
We've been trying to get this done from what, like last summer?
Mate, you were the first person I had to come on.
Oh, aye, was it?
It's on 26 episodes.
Last summer.
Aye. But
summer's a write-off for me, mate. Just, you can't really do nothing. Well, not can't do nothing. I love my life. You're getting to travel around everywhere, but for trying to organise shit, it's a shit show.
Aye.
You're just, my only time's off, really, say January. That's a DJ's time off.
And then, so, what are you doing this summer? You had a residency last summer, didn't you?
Yeah, it's Wednesday's out. No, fuck it, I'll say.
Probably next week.
It was meant to be last Tuesday. It was announced. I'm playing in Eden, so I've been off in my trouble in Eden this year. I don't know if it rocks co-headline with Casso and Multunes, but I've got my own brand, me show. We have 12 dates. We're doing last weekend in April, 4 in May, 2 in June, 1 in July, 1 in August, and 3 in September.
Oh, I think that's right. Aye. And are you going to be flying over and back each time, like?
Aye, well, you'd be flying from other cities. I have the hiccups, like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. We'll cut them all out. <Come on. laughs> But here, that's fuck. I would be training, like.
Man, I'm still not over last year.
Are you not?
That's why I went to Australia, see? Come Christmas time, I mean, I got shingles and all. I went to the doctors and they were saying it was just because of stress. I was so run down. I was sick. I wasn't training. I wasn't eating good, mate. I was just like, I need out of here to sort of chill out. So I booked Australia like last minute and then just went out. And well, to be fair, I got pissed every day I was there. Like, was
and then you ended up working when you were out there anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, well, gigged like I forgot that's my work sometimes. I thought you have a job, mate. Doing a bit of splicing when I was out there. Putting the Wi-Fi in. So I thought you meant that.
Getting parking tickets. Is that why then they cut the artwork or your thing? Is it
good? Oh, it's a parking ticket, aye. It was a
nothing but trouble really works for you, mate. I think shit goes in your life, but it's artwork to me.
Yeah, it's good.
Aye.
It's smart.
So here you've got the clothing brand on now.
Yeah, man.
What's that? How's that going? Some class though. I didn't even realise it was yours, like?
Yeah, me and John Neil, Leafo, bro. I have it all sussed out, mate. I can't wait for a new launch to come out here. We were doing so well. We only launched it there in what, before the SSE, so like 4 and 5 months, mate, and it's just blown up massively. I'm walking about town, seeing people wearing it. They had boxing, even in John was saying in the crowd, people were wearing it, and then we had all the fighters wearing it there.
Unreal.
It's good shit, like.
Yeah, it's good. I think it was maybe you playing, I seen it in the background. I was like, what's that wee top from? Like, a wee top.
The G-Lay shit we have here for summer are nasty, mate. Are they? It's like a G-Lay with a hood.
Class.
Can't wear them in the winter, like, but see, for summer I'll be sleeping in it. Bait it off, man. It's too cold now, but I'm a cold guy.
It's fucking boiling in here.
No. Nope. Oh, in here's warm enough, like, to be fairly.
So obviously you have a lot of people don't see obviously all the promo and all comes with like DJ and stuff. How do you find that?
Mine's nuts, isn't it?
It's bonkers,
fucking
isn't it?
Cover myself with Chinese. I love it,
though. That was fucking class, though.
That was me inside the idea there, because I was pissed last Christmas when I had done that Telegraph, and so I was shouting Chinese for Christmas dinner because it was a few days before, and then it just stuck. So we were like, why not do that as the promo slogan for this year? And
all right.
I was like, oh, sweet, we'll do it, but not knowing I was going to cover myself in fucking Chinese. And I went...
What was it you done?
Just at Jill's house. So but I went down, we were recording it, and like Shug was the one putting it on me, mate, but he was fucking just getting it and throwing it in my face and all. He had a chicken dipped into the fork, no, but then... No, like in the sauce to rub it on my face, but the fork went right through the chicken and he was scraping my face and I was like, yo, this is aching there.
Well, here, I want to know, much was the Chinese?
Probably didn't get to eat it too because it was sitting about that long. We'd done so much fucking about it. Jill bought it. There was all sorts on the table too. And by the time he got around to eating it, it was freezing.
Is that who does all your content then?
It was, what do you call them, Robbie Donaldson and Cameron Turley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they work with Notorious.
Oh, class.
Yeah.
I think there was another party with Robbie.
We've been a party Robbie sounds like Robbie.
they
was just saying, man. They done the dairy one as well. It was cool to see it.
I was going to say, let's just say it, mate. That was unreal.
I was a fuck about, mate. We nearly didn't get a car there. But I had one, and your guy thought it was for me, and we were like, no, that's when the show is. So it was the same guy that done the bike for the SSE one, or had the bike. And then we had to go get the car to, what was it I was driving? A Ford Mustang. But we got it like last minute, like the day before. I was like, we're going to go up here for nothing.
But did you drive the dairy or anything?
Your mom's from Strabane.
Oh, right, sweet, brought around this.
And here he's mad cunt too. He was sound as fuck.
Was he?
He was telling me about all the reasons. Oh, no, hold on.
I done a wedding and he actually, they done that.
Aye.
They got a Mustang for a wedding and he came up from Strabane. Was it like a red or orangey one?
Red. Was it red? Black and red?
Yeah, it was not black and red, straight.
Because obviously it's like...
And that's one training it and I didn't know.
That one was taxed, that's why I didn't crack. All right, mate, but that's good crack. Like,
it was my training to see, like, because it's an old true car, they really raved the fuck out of it. Like,
do you?
And it was left-hand drive, I didn't have a clue what was going on. And then when I was recording it, in Aberdeen Square, there was like a apartment block and there was all builders fucking... video of me and shouting one door and all. I was beetroot, so
were you? I know, mate, you can't go anywhere now, like, can you?
Where did I done something earlier on? I got fucking chased after. Where was I? I was in turn with Symmetric. Hi. And well, we're following them. I wasn't even, it was Nando's across the road. We were running out saying 2 weeks, Tara, can I get a photo of you? And then I was like, no. But just the HE cunt. Get one with Dave, or get one with Curtis, but okay, I got it. It was all good.
Did you? Yeah. But be a melt though, like, what about, like...
I love it when I'm out. See, when I'm out and about town, it's the reason I got, love it. It's so good to meet people, because ultimately these are fans, which is mad to say. There are people who support my music, come to my shows. It's just the best feeling in the world, mate. It's whenever you're out and nights out with your mates, and it's still the same scenario. I still have to be nice to them. I would never turn down a photo. I actually never have.
Yeah.
But you're just kind of like, fuck off. Let me go out with my mates here.
And then people start melting your head, don't they? Like, I feel like they can get you. Like,
I want to be a DJ, so I do. Fucking, can you just come up and show me how to play the decks?
Hey, and you're like, oh,
polish your brown shoes or leave me alone.
But I bet you get people who be like, I think most of the time, like, cheeky people that come up to you feel like they can just tell you whatever they want, though, right?
They can want to,
like, they can tell you whatever they want. So, like, people come telling me, like, they're really like, your podcast, but you're dead on. I'm like, oh, do you not?
Where is the Tesco's your day? your tunes are shit. This guy was about 40, by the way. Oh, he goes, here, your tunes are shit. Good man. He goes, but you're all right, so you are. He's like, oh, thank you, mate.
Imagine me turning
around. Dig a heady.
I was like, some girl told me before, and I was like, imagine I turn around and be like, so your fucking makeup's ugly?
No.
Fuck, mate, that's mad. So sure. Here, what's a crack with a telegraph? So that is that your favourite place to play?
Telegraph's delightful, right?
Have you any mad stories from a telegraph? I'm sure you have, like.
I talked about this one yesterday, actually. I remember the first time I played? I had to go back. There was a video of me on TikTok, right? Shouting, get your tits out for the lads on the mic. Someone has just cropped out their video and put it on TikTok. So it looks like I've got the mic and I'm singing out there. But what actually happened, how bad does that sound? And someone's like, is this actually DJ? And it was me, get your tits out. It's just so bad, it looks like it. But I have the footage. This girl jumped on stage, bopped her tits out. I don't know how she got on stage. She got a knife or anything. And the security guard was grabbing her and bringing her out. But she had her hands still behind her back. And our boppies were still out. So I was all, get your tits out. She hadn't done it. I was pissed. But it was funny. And then someone clipped it and put it on TikTok. And was like, is this actually DJ? And I was like, you wee cunt.
Oh, I mean, they just want to take anything out of context. I know. Mean.
But here, thanks for your money anyway. You wee wanker.
You've been in the same. Mate, sure. That's mad. It's a show if you like any old fucking mad stories. Because I'm sure like, it's like that sort of like, I would just say, like, rock star fucking lifestyle, like.
It's just, you do get high, like, people jumping on stage and throwing
message
stuff.
Message requests and all about you.
My messages are nuts, bro. Messages are nuts, man. The answer I put up on Valentine's Day is like, if I'm single on Valentine's Day, I'm going to screenshot my DMs and we're all single. Birds are worse than fellas, I swear to God. Birds are worse, man. They all love it. They all love it.
Why, you need to tell us a wee bit more about
that. Boys are just openly horny, where girls are secretly horny. It's terrible, like.
I know what I wrote to you earlier on, being like, there's loads of questions, you think probably horny wee birds.
We kids.
Fuck me, mate, that's bonkers.
So, I can't even think of any mad ones off a spot here, what's actually happened.
See, when you go to Ibiza, though, do you think, like, in Ibiza, like, you say, like, a lot, obviously you're from Belfast, do you think when you go to Ibiza, you get a wee bit more time, like, you can be a bit more wild and go out in places?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
All I think the maddest place for me is probably Scotland and Ireland. All of Ireland, you would kind of get it down Dublin, especially flying out of Dublin Airport, you would get it. And Belfast is the same. But when you're in Ibiza, it's sweet. You can kind of go out. Just the strip. I remember going to the strip a couple of times last year, and you got asked for a stop for photos or whatever, but it wasn't, like, ruining your night stopping. You were going. Right. And I was with my mom was loving it, she was talking to everybody. No,
that's my son. See, is it, should it be for your best place to go to, or would you say, like,
Australia's paradise, mate.
Is it?
I couldn't advise anyone else anymore. And they're like, oh, the flight takes forever, it's a day, you born cunt. Well, land or hold for a day, mate.
Sorry, even your pen free gone for a fucking teapot, mate. Somebody sitting like that.
Yeah, I thought it myself anyway. I done it with Castle one the first time we went. I flew premium economy over, but the way home that the airline didn't have it, we got the Perth to London flight, and it was, what, 17 hours or something flying, maybe more. But we had economy. I sound like such a fucking stuck up cunt here. But we did, and he took sleeping tablets, and he slept for majority of the flight. And I was sitting. See, when you sit in the planes there, there's like the whole row here and the whole row here. So we had two of us in one row, but you couldn't put the arms up, the leg across the seats. So I was just trapped in a wee box, mate, for 17 hours. No Wi-Fi in the plane.
It's when you wake up and you're falling asleep and you're like,
I can't sleep in planes, mate. That's
except for if you're in business.
But it's different when you're laying down, you're curled up with a blanket and whistling the
stars. We can all only wait for me, do you mean? So here, where else have you went that you liked?
Went to Luxembourg. I would say Luxembourg. Luxembourg was a cool venue. It was like an old steelyard place. Right. It was mad. It's like a big industrial site. See, anywhere random, you just throw decks up. It's always far better than being in a club.
I love all them, like them type of venues. Like, did we hear Sonar?
Sonar? Is that not? Not sure. No, I don't know Sonar.
So now I was in like, it's in Barcelona, but it's like more like techno, but it's like an old, like, they used to make planes in it. So it's fucking
see,
just
a big,
massive unit in like industrial. It's fucking mad.
We not one in a car park.
Why? The bunker in Derry.
Derry,
you ever, ever go to that?
London Derry. Gotta watch what you say here. Yeah. Well, I do anyway. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm sitting here making noise.
I watched a TikTok, and it was one of them people, I just take, you probably seen him, and he takes a piss out of just everything. And he was in a toilet in like a wee dingy bar, and it was like, when your mate thinks he could throw the decks up anywhere and have a rave, and he was like, look, you can have the decks here, this could be like a wee boiler room. But it's so true, you could, anywhere you're walking down, if it's a car park or just somewhere abandoned house, you're like, can
see,
I
the
rave here, be lethal.
See the bunker though, it's so like, we went to see like Nakoma Dabba or something, and they're at the bottom of like
a hill, unbelievable bro.
But see, when you're fucking standing there, mate, for hours, see your calves, you're like, I need to go back to the apartment, because you're like,
you're leaning over. Oh, that's
you
know
what I mean?
True, I think about that.
But that was one of, that's one of the best venues, but it's not there anymore. Like, it's, I think it's actually where you're playing now, isn't it?
Everton Square?
I think that's where it was, the car, the
right,
car park.
Right before the water, was it?
Oh, I'm near sure. Somebody from Derry's going to be like, you know that, Connor, it's not.
I always remember Tony Havlin telling me a story about you, and he was like, they were partying in a, because he could do a Derry accent. And I see anybody that asked me to do a Derry accent, I always say, why don't you see a call Conor Quinn?
I remember that.
What is this here?
So we went to Dennis Salter, right? And Dennis Salter was playing in, fuck. Dennis Salter wasn't really like, but I think he's playing in Limelight then. Obviously, he was only, I think he was a support act in like Mandela Hall for like Dusky or something. And we went to this party, and Dusky's playing Ulster Sports Club the other week.
They were the days here.
I know.
Remember at Dance of Pika and all?
Oh, I mate.
Isn't that their Manila Hall? Jeez, they were lethal.
Unreal.
Bumble but City,
I,
mate.
I wouldn't do any of it, I mean. But didn't do any of it back then. What are you laughing at, Leo? Chint. Fierce.
Oh, you were?
We went to this party, and I ended up going with people from like Darien Sirbam, and I was like, but it was somebody's student house, and I was like, oh, here, do they know I'm coming? I was like, I'm not going in there. And then I was there on, they opened the door, and he was like, who's this? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm just going to, they're going to knock me back from a party. There's not merch of being knocked back from a party, like an after party. All fucking Derry fellas and all. And then I started to shit myself because it was 2 girls I was with, and I was like, oh, this is really awkward. And then some fella just comes like,
which one of these boys in here is called Conor Quan?
I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get my bollocks knocked. And he's like, and he's like, here, this boy wants to speak to you on the phone.
Yeah, that's a fucking good accent.
He's like, can you get any AMD? I was like, no, man, you can't. And then I was like, fuck yes. So that's my claim to fame. I forgot about that, mate.
I remember, I don't know if I went to a party in Derry. When was it? Where did I play? I think it was the last time I'd done Everton Square with Multunes. And we went back to some party after, and it was a wee dingy, flat, shite thing, but we left like 10 minutes, and we found out that the cops had came after.
Right.
And I remember seeing a video of a girl, the girl invited me to the party. I remember seeing a video of her, like, on her Snapchat, in handcuffs, like, screaming down the phone, fuck up, Peter's and all, just put it on her story. And I was like, we just left her 10 minutes.
Just pause that.
A man, I was still there and had to get fucking, because it'd be on my head. That's a problem. If any of that shit happens, because I'm a famous one there, a celebrity one there, everyone is fucked.
No, mate, I actually get that, though. Like, you do have to sort of, like, watch, like, when you go to parties and, like, who you go with. And, like, people thinking, like, I went out the other week, and I was, like, because I knew, like, the loads of people who watch my podcast would have been there and, like, knew me. I was like, I'm not going to take a drink off somebody, because, like, I get spiked, and then people think I'm on the road off my tits. And, like,
that's my biggest fear, is that there are people spiking me.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't buy me a drink, whatever. They want that drink, and I'm just like, nah, like, go on, take it, or have a drink. I know.
And you're sitting there, like, I'm trying to fucking mix. I'm the first time. Have you any mad party stories then? I'm sure you do. Like, what's it like partying? Like, nah. Here, do you put your own tunes on the parties? I want to find this out. Who's in charge of the tunes when you go to parties?
I used to be flat out. Nah, not no more. Yeah. Nah.
Like, I'm not working tonight.
More or less. I leave me the fuck alone here. Like, I just want to chill. Because like, most of the time you're at parties now, it would be after a show.
Aye.
But, nah. Me and Castle, we done an Irish tour last year. It was good crack. Like, we had a couple of mad ones, and them we culty Holy Land houses. There's one in Athlone we went to, and there was about 500 people in a wee living room, like this year, probably smaller, all cramped around the decks. He's playing Prad Eyes on the sofa, swinging the cushions.
That's my mate. Alright, mate, so you had to be careful about it. I always think, because even if it could be party, like, if I party with Richie and all, like, I was thinking, he doesn't always be on the decks, because like, it's always someone really random.
Who's
not decks, I mean, like, phones on a speaker.
Phone? You know what I mean? What do you mean?
So, like, in the after party, like, if you're sitting there partying, like, the DJ might actually be the person on...
Oh, on the tunes,
I'm a wee bit like, give me the phone, I'm off.
Something's just fed up. Not fed up, but... Okay, if I was to be like, let me play a song, they're obviously going to let the DJ play one, but... I've just had my go. Let someone else play them.
Here, what would be your... This was a question. I was like, what would be your top favourite songs? David, you know? Like, top, like, 4 or 5?
Probably... Number one is DJ Melvin, Set You Free.
Oh, yeah, mate. Tune.
I put up my SoundCloud years ago and named it Rattle Wings.
He was talking about that earlier on.
So people just know me for that, local OG fans, but it's not actually my tune. I just ripped it and sped it up.
And then I remember the first song I had of yours on SoundCloud was the Fleischback remix.
Remember that there, right? Again, that wasn't my song. I just put the vocal over that tune.
Was good, mate.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was back when I had a dream, and then I started making tunes and just deleted them all, but I kept Rats or Wings. I don't know why, but because
he was saying, tune. Did you say everybody used to go to the bone and listen to it?
Yeah. Like, that's what I knew you when you saw him. He's like, I definitely know his face. And then I was like, I definitely been in a party with him. They're like, you know you haven't. And then it wasn't until I played that song. I was like, that's him.
That's right, because the photo's me just with a pint of beer. It's like the Chester, right?
Oh, I remember back in the Chester. You all went to the Chester and was like the old Chester, didn't it?
Oh, well, that was my local. Remember? Whenever I had Josie Nights, Saturday Nights. Oh, hi,
mate. I was on me, like, you never had a bad night. No, never Saturday
Nights. Leave on, mate. We had bar for the to be fair, though. We were not fighting, you know, our mates.
Oh, there actually was always sort of fighting, wasn't there? Like, it was always a good spot to go to, like, if you were going to, like, a day two, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I remember. Do you know what Terry Mack, I mean? Big Mackey's.
I think so, probably not.
I probably shouldn't have said his name, but fuck him. I remember. I
can't believe it. Right.
We went to. Alan Fitzpatrick, and we stayed on it, went down the Chester after, because my house is only down the road from it, well, my ma's at the time, and I goes, right, I'm going to go down here and get a shower, I'll be back up here in 5 minutes, no more, get me a pint. So we got 2 pints, I walked down, mate, and I could see through the window, he was keeled over on the sofa, cold asleep. So I've got my phone out and I've been walked in laughing like fuck, and there's all early morning Sunday drinkers turning around looking at me. I walked in crying. Your mom was like, funny saying pints and gold boys. You're both still litty aboard, mate,
sitting in the old man's bar part.
I
hit it in there and there smut
the wallpapers are fucking peeling. Oh, everything. No,
that was the old one. So, like, see when you went in there, like, especially when on a Sunday, it smelled the proper, like,
stinking
pish.
Although they used to do a good, remember the platter. You got the chicken goujons, chicken wings, chicken.
You weren't eating them on Sunday, but were you?
Nah. they were the Saturday morning, mate. That's the football.
That was the pre.
Aye.
That's fucking mad here.
They should have capped the Chester the way it was then, shouldn't have? Because I think the layout now, I'd have kind of ruined it a wee bit. Unless they do the restaurant up into either a restaurant and keep the bar, or have it like a party room type.
It's all going to become like a big thing.
One big massive one.
So that would, I'd only change because, remember, it was like the last drop.
Yeah.
The last drop changed
it. Someone told me it's still the same owners that own that. Is that true? Do you know? Is it Bannon actually part of it? Oh, it's Shay's grand, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to.
No, I shot it. Keep my head up, Pat.
You owe me $10 to get for that. Yes, that's
true. That cunt has his hands not surprised, don't they? Or burgers.
People say, I was going to say, people say same about you. He actually does, though. There's another place, I think. I just
always remember growing up with Shay. His grand, or his uncle, or whoever it is, was always just owning stuff. He owns Lux now, doesn't he?
Lux, aye.
Behave.
Does he? Marcus Ward, though.
Marcus Ward as well, there you go. Mad.
Remember, did you ever go to Foundry in there?
Foundry, I remember it. Is that, what's that called now? Are they still Marcus Ward in there?
Oh, it's still Marcus Ward. That used to be Steph Kitten. You ever hear people talk about Steph Kitten?
Steph Kitten, yep. Because Chonkers, you know, Ethan Mitchell, he does all his raves earlier, Reckless.
Oh, yeah.
I remember they'd done a cracker one across the both rooms and it looked lethal.
Here, and there was one time, I think Dennis Sutler played in it one time, and it was like, it was so random, but it was like, packed out, you were like walking into it like that.
What did it used to be called? Foundry?
Foundry, yeah. Right. And then Palm House, we changed to Palm House.
Palm House, Foundry, that's old school out there, isn't it? Like,
where was the first place you played?
Sloan's. West Belfast.
Where is Stonebridge Belfast? Oh, that's Belfast.
Wait, full right? Rabar, like.
Was it?
In front of about 8 people.
You're right.
Eight of my mates.
You're right.
I was at, like, me and 8 of my mates upstairs.
It's like a kneecap film?
More or less, it was just a pure, it's a pure, like, wedding venue, sort of, you know, like, just a wee, there was two strobe lights put on the side.
Every
kind of loving it. I was steaming.
Like a school desk. Put your tags on. You see your legs in the background. You're talking about it.
And then my first one in Belfast was the Butt. It's man, I quickly went, bro. So my first gig was like February. And then I played the Butt somewhat after that there. Then I done, did I do the Telegraph like 3 weeks after? No, then that was the following year. But I played like maybe 4 or 5 more shows, got the summertime, and played the Fila.
Oh, I mate, that's...
Which, within like 4 or 5 months of DJing, which is crazy.
See when he's done the Fila and he's doing B.O.B. I was like, who the fuck's Bob?
Bob.
I think, where did Bob come from? Like, that means best of Belfast. I was like, slow down.
It's a cringy name, isn't it?
But I didn't get it. Because we were in high business.
Well, I was.
And then mate, no one came in the night, Bob the Builder. I was like, what's going on here? So I didn't have an idea.
No, I did. I had a high vis and someone's motorbike hat on. You know, that's the video of it.
Oh, I made it.
Your man pulls it off my head and all.
No, that's
your whole big goat.
Did you ever go to Plant Love or anything?
Yeah, back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
I went to Plant Love whenever it was. I think, was it during COVID was the first one I made it went to? Because it stopped for a load of years, didn't it?
Oh, I went to the last. Like old one and Shane's
Castle. I never went there.
16, I was 16. I don't even know why I fucking went there.
And I loved they went there. Like I've heard a lot of stories about that back in the day. It looked class.
Oh, it was good. Like, but that was all high vis.
High vis, luminous bottoms, Lacoste Sportif t-shirts, and white doves,
and mullets. I got a mullet,
pink mullet.
And I was back to school. I had to get that out. People were going to
miss O'Neill painting their hair.
It was gigsy. But see, people were going to think that I did have, it wasn't like a full pink mullet.
It was a pink mullet.
There wasn't, there was a bit of fucking like,
pink?
It was actually like orange.
I always thought it was pink or blue or something. Nah.
No. I had a red, but that was like, I was only like 3rd year when I had it like that.
I'd have probably been there still, wasn't it?
No, but it was only in the summer.
Oh.
So and then I had to go back and I fucking dyed my hair and I was like, no,
did
like.
They never tell you to shave it out?
Nah. Never.
Fuck me, man. I got to spend it all the time for haircuts and Barney. Like, all the time, man. That's, I'm only out there bigging up. Fuck her for that, actually. Fucking all the time, mate. What's wrong with your skin fade?
I don't know.
It's not going to...
I know, like, how does that affect...
It doesn't, mate.
Like,
they're just
dinosaur
cunts, mate.
I know.
Let me feed Fred. Let me feed good.
And then there was concert. Like, you kind of fried a bit of chicken on their fucking greasy hair. That was down there, remember?
And they got away with it. Hippies. Fuck's sake.
Do you remember Bonnie? People used to run up the walls and all. They like, as in like, all like the hippies used to like play handball and they like do parkour and all. Like, what the fuck? Aye.
Barney was good crack, man. I love Barney. I saw about Barney. I loved it. Like, it actually was nuts, mate. It actually, it all changed whenever O'Grady left. I felt the first 3 years I was there was mayhem. Boys fading all the time. And then
see, before you started, though, it would have, like, when I was in first year and second year, it was nuts. Like, it was even worse.
Unbelievable.
And then it was bad. Like, I remember, like, fucking people, like, we're getting like a spell and then all your hair was smashing and Barney gave a house and somebody's fucked up like a chair out of window.
Mad or
single glass windows. The Barney gave a house where you went in to do the meeting. So the meeting room. People just fucking throwing windows out.
Principal's office that was.
I remember somebody
spent many time there.
And I remember a time they didn't give a fuck. Like somebody debagged like one of like the
do you mean
like the playground stuff, like in front of everybody? I was like, that's actually bad crack.
See, even if it was snowing, no, the teachers got it.
I know.
Fucking winging them down the corridor, hitting them up a face. Terrible, like, but you had a target on your head when that snow came out.
Or do you ever see, like, you don't do sick, you ever see when you were at the back of like TD and all the little flowery girls were walking through and following them?
Boom.
They just get right up and being like,
that's one thing I got about the weed in the amalgamate when the ribes are.
Oh,
would have been good. Oh. It would have been It would have been good, obviously, to have birds in your class, but you would have been able to, some people struggle talking to girls.
I know.
You know what I mean? So you would have built more, what's the word, self-confidence?
It was Trinity when you were there, wasn't it? It moved it, yeah, changed to Trinity when he was there.
Trinity, even the name. Back Barney.
I know. But it was mad. Like, I remember before, like, we talked about this like ages ago. I remember, like, the art store, no, Mr. Rob's art store.
Yeah.
And somebody took a shit in it. There was no water in it. There was just a store.
Was there a toilet in
there? Because there was no toilets. And somebody took a shit. I was saying there, she's like, and the guy sat there, and she was like, yes, that
I think I vaguely remember.
They called them the phantom shitter. But this is the thing as well, like, that we realised after. That person was lifting their shit up and putting it, they done it in the G-block radiator. Somebody lifted their shit up and put it in the radiator. They didn't, like, go against the wall and start shitting.
Oh, they picked it up. They picked it
up off the floor and put it in there, like.
Yeah, that's failing. Yeah, like.
That game is nuts.
That's fine.
Have you any mad stories from?
Probably a start, but I was a header in that school. Like, I reckon the teachers probably look at me now and be like, how did he turn into that? Because I'd say now I'm a lot more sensible than one when I was in school. In school, I was a nuisance, mate.
What were you in? Because it's the only school that discriminated.
The smart from the stupid.
Why?
What were you in?
I started off in R.
I was in R as well.
I moved to P.
P? That's Patrick, that's P. That's top class. Go ahead.
No GCSEs, but...
I served my years in P. Sure, you have an art.
Oh, I have.
Spend enough time in there, Nick.
I actually have art and music.
Art and music? Nice.
But then, that's what I was talking about this last podcast. They were like, when you do third year, Miss Clark was all like, yeah, you can do Dax. Because the year brought me all done Dax. Like, I remember, like, fucking the glory and all doing them. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. And then I went to class. I wanted to do, like, drums. And like, not paying for a teacher to come and teach us.
Jeez.
So now I'm a GCSE in the ball.
Music production is something they should do.
I know. Well, the change that started... So when we went to do it was, like, AQA, is it?
That's an exam board.
Exam board. So then they changed.
Fair play, I was never getting that. How do you remember that? AQA.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
But then they moved it. They changed it to BTEC, and it was more like the production sort of thing. And it was more like, see, like the way you're saying, even the likes of, obviously it was all theory before when it was like the original. But when it was a BTEC, it was all like, even stage design, like obviously like equipment and stuff like that.
For music class?
For like music. So
that was cool.
Like,
I would enjoy that there. I enjoy that. That'd be my favorite class. Yeah.
But then you think that though in school, I think sometimes.
I know, and then teachers just made everything shite, didn't they?
Yeah, you got a shit teacher, like it was crap.
Miss Clark, what was she like? She never taught me.
No, she was alright.
Ooh, just alright, or was she? Was that a. Oh, she was alright, or.
She was there on the me, like, but then. She was strict as fuck, like. I picked the subjects we had to stay in after school every day, like, so it was an art twice a week and then fucking music. I was like, I'm getting out of school at 5 o'clock.
For fuck's sake.
I can't get a salary for
being here.
You know what I mean?
There was a few wankers in that school, like. Pretty a star, pal. Do you remember Miss... What do you call the Spanish one? Miss...
I'm just going to leave he's in.
Believe in, fuck him all.
I'm going to bleep out
the name. Look at me now, Miss.
I'm going to bleep out the name. Just no, he watches us, though.
Who?
Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly who?
Like
Mom's teacher. Oh, I know. Is she sound?
I know.
I forgot to text her back. She actually sent me a top line, so she did. She's a singer.
Here, did she... Was it Maltune's? I said this to Shannon Mitchell the other day. Was she a Maltune song?
I don't know if she was in a song. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't.
Who was Sean Beaver? Was it you?
She was in a B-filler, aye.
Were you in on stage with you, was she?
She was on stage with Maltune's.
Right.
Aye. Because I remember I was at the balcony. She was like, I used to teach you. And I was like, me? You know me?
And usually the teachers don't recognize you. Aye. You know what I mean?
And then I went down and put two and two together and I ended up being a math teacher. Right, she didn't teach me, but she was in the school.
She was my form teacher for like, I think, fourth and fifth year. She's going to my show as well. So that's how I'm like, call out the name, drop me. I'm going to see her and she's going to make damn fuck
up. You're going to bleep them all out, are you?
No, nobody's around. That's what I forgot about. You hated them, man.
There was only McGuinness, I liked McCabe, McLaren. Who else?
All the sports teachers.
Aye. Earl Hamill was alright. Miss Malin was sound. Who I just.
I know what he's on about.
I fucked one of my teachers, you know.
What? You fucked one of your teachers? Did you?
Here. Oh, I don't want to say it in the podcast. It comes out there. Can you bleep us all out? They'll tell you.
That's mad. Aye, the name's getting bleeped out. Like half a story I get bleeped out. Some wee woman's in the house having a panic attack. Take it all back.
We're not gonna be able to air this whole fucking podcast here. No, I'm a trouble pal. Get it all out.
That's going right at the start. Alright, so we're getting into these questions. We've been a scandal. Not much trouble, you are, mate. He loves it.
I'm just worried what these are going to be. Because when I put questions up on Instagram, I know how fucking mad they are.
Somebody, right, I don't know. Is it true you once drank a pint of peach?
No.
No?
No, not that I know of. Like.
Someone's picked you up.
Pint of Heineken, if you want to say a pint of peach. Like.
Mate, I thought that. And I was like, is this person from, like, the real pint of peach? I was like, is this one of these people? They definitely came from your page, because I was up all day, and then they all started coming in. Maddest thing, some things happened on tour. Maddest thing that's happened on tour, basically.
Maddest things happened on tour.
Weren't you on leave before, and then was your manager or something telling him to get off leave?
Oh, I was on the beef away then and not
there. I seen that at least. I was like, fuck off.
I'd had a line on text me, being like, what are you doing? And I was like,
you were just sitting on the balcony there, weren't you?
Loving it, yeah. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, what am I at? Like,
and then I think the more people were telling you to get off, you're like, I'm fucking
I'm sweet. You know, that's the worst thing you do, tell someone who's fucked. You're not fucked.
You need to go home, you're fucked. I mean, you're like, nah.
Like, it wasn't that bad, was it? Like,
no, you were dead on. No, mate, you were dead on, like, but I think just it was funny.
You just tell, probably.
Because you could see people were attacking me, like, oh, fuck off. Not like being too what to do.
Not what?
Not like being too what to do. In a beef, anyway.
Nah, never. Like, probably my teachers don't like me.
Some do, but. So what's the maddest thing that's happened there?
Maddest thing on tour? What's happened is mad. But something happened the weekend there. I was sleeping 5 in the morning to see my TikTok.
Oh, mate.
Birds banging my door. Dara. And then running down the corridor. I've done it twice, mate. First time I shit them, I thought I was getting robbed. I was out cold asleep. Oh, there was boom, boom, boom. Dara. And I was Dada. And then running. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did you get my hotel room number? Never mind. Hotel.
Well, how did they get that, no?
I don't know. Never found out.
And then you get some names, like, don't you?
Dyer, Dory, Dada. That's what the Scottish call me, Dada.
Dada. Oh my god. That was like, they're assuming you say Space Kettle.
I mean, I've been saying that flat out. It's Space Kettle.
Space Kettle. If you say Space
Ghetto. Ghetto in an American accent sounds like Space Girl. I had all them boys saying that during the weekend there.
Space Ghetto.
Space Ghetto.
But here, fucking, Scottish people are funny as fuck.
I love them, mate. Because I played Fuck a System, you know that Showtax song? And there's an edit of I love ketamine so fucking much. I love it so much. I want it all on my crotch. I want cat on my dick. Cat on my dick. So I dropped Fuck a System, but I didn't have that vocal for it. Everyone started singing it in sync. I was like, use your legends. This is nuts.
There's stuff like that happen when you're just like, you get like shivering. Like,
oh, yeah. I started pulling it down though when they were singing it, but it wasn't even part of the song. They just all were in sync.
Were you just playing like sort of people used to play back to back, which usually like facing each other? Were you?
It's a new concept we started doing. Some guy called Adrian Mills started it. I think he's in Germany or France or something. And it's just really blown up. It's a good way to do it. It's tougher.
Who's playing Crazy Frog?
Justin Joel played it.
I was actually good, mate.
It was leafless. And he played it. I just laughed my head off, and then every comment was loving it.
Do you remember back in the day, like, Scott Project and all?
Yeah.
He used to play like the Pink Panther song and the Ping Pong song.
Dinan. Or the Ping Pong or the Pink Panther?
You're served.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was a fucking tune. But they were a wee bit more like hard style, but they weren't proper hard style, weren't they?
Hard trance, maybe?
Aye, hard trance. They were good. And then the Pink Panther one was weird, but that used to be good.
That would be a good edit to do now. Like, I ain't getting old school tunes, but there's a fine line, especially in the music industry now. It's so salty, kind of. You gotta watch what you play, because that scene is so uncool in Europe. Well, depends who you are, you can get away with it.
What scene?
Like playing that type of music. Like I love Venga Boys. Works a treat every time. We like the party, everyone sings it. But if you're playing that in like France or Berlin, they're like, what are you doing? So you gotta watch putting it on your socials as well. Especially because I want to break in the market this year.
I know what you mean. Like, it's good.
You gotta be credible. That's the word me and my manager use all the time, is credibility. You gotta look cool. It's all brand look now.
And then when you do go to a rave, like in Berlin, like I'm at the, like you can't even look fucking cool in Berlin. Like,
I know.
You think you look cool, and then you go in, you look at this fucking cool motherfucker.
I know. Well, arguably, like some of the outfits they wear is.
I know. Have you been to Berlin?
Never, nah. I just seen the videos and all. It's all their nails painted and go ahead, fell.
Those people don't get into it though. It's hard to get into. Like the Dornbahn's famous.
What do you call the club? Do you know the name of it? It's called, I forget the name.
Is it Gold Bar or something like that?
Nah, there is one massive famous one and you're no phones in it and it's really hard to get into.
No, that's Bergen, isn't it?
Birkenhain. Something like that there, that's it.
Most of the places in Germany are like that. There's like one, I think Watergate we went to, because we didn't get into Bergen. We went to Watergate, it was under a bridge, but it's the same area. You're not allowed to use your phones. Like,
it's a good concept, like, but I'm a lot of DJs are saying not to do it no more. I've seen a lot of people publicizing, but I'm not fully against it. Like, get it out and record, because it can blow you up. Someone records a video of you in the crowd. Say you're a small DJ and you're playing a new tune and someone in the crowd's like, what's this ID? You can become massive. Like, there's your man different. Get ready for the rinse out, ready for the rumble. No, actually.
Why?
Your man Malugi played that at one of his boiler room sets. Someone recorded it, put it on Instagram. Everybody thought it was Malugi's tune, but it wasn't. It was actually your guy Difference, which blew him up. They got him becoming a DJ now, a solidified one, after one massive tune.
I think it is good, like, for over here. I think with the likes of Berlin and stuff, it's always an older audience. Like, it's always an older crowd, isn't it? Yeah. They're always very, like, so they don't.
Dinosaurs, bro.
Here we're still raving, but
that's true.
Put money in some cunt's pocket, you know what I mean? Would you ever play in Berlin or anything?
Love to, man. That's my massive goal, is to start playing around Europe more. I feel
but
like.
But know what you mean, that they're sort of like, not novelty sort of songs, but songs that everybody loves could sort of like.
Yeah, it's all about in nightclubs playing stuff that no one's heard, and it's good.
Do you struggle with that sometimes?
Nah, not really, Dick. Nah, I think I'm very good at crowd reading and putting a set together. I never plan a set, I was just wing it. I think it's from doing like so many fucking birthdays and weddings and christenings when I was starting off, because you're playing the people who are 4 years of age, the people who are 60.
Did you used to do that though?
Oh, I've done a few christenings and all. So you have to.
Appreciate.
They were good at the time, like, but I wouldn't do it now. I get asked all the time, you play my 21st, what, my 18th.
Someone like, I had to art my child's christening. No way! You know what I mean? Christening type of tune? What's your idea of christening tunes? Because we had Lauren on the other week, and I say christening tunes, was like a wee, like, young heart run free. She was like, what type of christening are you going to? Like, I haven't been in years, so hers were all, like,
dance music, like Venga Boys.
But if I say christening tunes, I imagine people to think of like really
Billy Ocean and all that shit. Baby, love really hurts so bad. You,
do you know what I mean? I think it's because I only went to christenings like 20 years
I think ago. That's catering to the older crowd, but our generation now, whenever we're having christenings, where our music that was hot when we were young is dance music, so that's probably why it is moving more towards dance songs.
Do you have is it just dance music? Do you like any other music?
No, I do. I love everything. My Spotify is nuts. I have all sorts of different genres. I like a bit of Oasis, Stereophonics.
I love Stereophonics. Oh, that there, chat.
Oh, you comment that there, actually, didn't
mate,
you?
I love that. And I was like, imagine this wasn't even his. I love it. And then I was just going to say, you got that in SoundCloud.
I tried to put it in SoundCloud, but the took it down for copyright. So I can't even upload it.
It was, no, one of my favourite tunes is, mate. And like, we always put this on the party. Like, only me and like, one of my mates. There's even you're partying with somebody though, and like you have like different songs remind you of people. So like you're like me and like Davidoff will put it on, but it's like a remix of David Gray. Like it was like out like 12 years ago, but it's just one of them. I always say like a 2010 beat. It's just like the song. It didn't do much to the song, but it's fucking class.
It's good, just so minimal.
I mean, I love that.
Electro, that's what that probably is. That. It's like electro
like
music.
4 o'clock in the morning and all. Like it wasn't really like.
There's nothing much to it. That's groovy.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
And like Big Jeppy and all, they're all very.
What a
like,
tune, aye.
I love all them. That's a good wee party tune. Like, somebody's going home and going, I'll put this on.
Your man Restricted done an out of that. You heard his one, that's really good.
Nah.
It's just got like a more of a punchier bass line to it. You said, listen to it, Restricted Big Jeppy.
Was that? Lethal. Is the artwork like yellow? Black and yellow side? Like,
Gunny Daly.
Is it a bit more like techno y, sort of like they say it on.
On the tune itself?
Yeah.
It could be, aye. Dun, 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 dun. It's good, isn't it?
I like the. Sometimes I'm like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And then you hear it, and you're like, that's actually a tune. Who's your favourite DJs?
You have to go, like, the Pinnacle people. Tiesto, Calvin Harris are definitely people you strive to be, like.
That
is the top of the pops, really.
Calvin Harris, like, definitely, though. Like, see, even think of him, like.
He is probably my I would say my idol. I don't really idolize anybody, but one.
You can do everything, like, can't you?
That's what I mean, mate. That's the goal you want to be able to do, is write your own lyrics, produce your own track,
he was singing mix them and at the master, start,
you know what I mean? Like, he sang that there.
Ready for the Weekend, or didn't he?
He sang that, but he sang, what's the one with Rihanna? He found Love in a Lonely Place or something there. The other one was filmed in New Lodge.
Aye.
He sang on that track, sent it to Rihanna in New York. She went in the studio, sang it back, sent him back the vocal, and that's how that tune came about.
Manta. And he does, like, I think, like, some people, like Tiesto, like, I love Tiesto back in the day, but he's so different, like, yeah, than what he was, that he was then.
He's just seen money. Which you can't, also can't knock, like, footballers going to Saudi Arabia to play for millions. If you're getting paid a shitload of dough, and if you do love most genres of dance music as well, if you're going to have to change it up and play in America and get paid, fucking, them boys are getting a quarter of a mil a set, easy, like.
Actually.
Easy, bro, easy.
But that's the thing.
100 like, bags minimum Tesla's on, 1 million percent.
Yeah, I know, and you take it, like.
Oh, yeah, I'd fucking do it naked for that there. Fuck's sake.
Or some nature. <He's your kind. laughs> but nah, like, that, I think, like, Calvin Harris for me, like, he, even no matter what sort of genre he does, I feel like he fits it all, like.
Aye.
Definitely, like.
He's just talented.
Oh, he's
seriously fast. Talented.
What person, his where's he from? Scotland, isn't he?
Scotland, yeah.
Scotland. He's space ghetto.
Space ghetto.
What else have I got here? What's your favourite thing about Belfast? I love wee Belfast questions. Because everybody's sort of like, I fucking hate Belfast, it's shit, but
it's a shithole, but it's our shithole. Like,
I'm
proud to be from here. Like, I love it. It's fucking, it's a big city, but it's a wee city, if that makes sense. It has everything that a major city needs. It has all your high-end shops. It's got so many club teams. It's got local good sports football teams, whatever. And it's
but even
got,
the likes of someone like you, like, you can still blow up in it, you know what I mean?
It's much harder to blow up in, like, London or Manchester or Liverpool, whereas here, they get behind you if you've done something successful.
I always thought that, because people were like, why don't you move away and all, like loads of my mates move away, and I said, like, because I'm sort of setting up, like, here, like, I can be a bit, like, established here, with, like, obviously production sort of work, but yeah. If I go to London, like, that's
I remember being in Sony buildings for a label, and we were walking to the train station, and just RD walked past me, or it was RD or it's one of the two. And no one even bothers them, no one comes up to them, because they probably don't really know. The majority of people don't even know who they are, and they are massive.
Yeah.
That just puts into consideration how big London actually is, where them boys can just trip about being normal.
And
don't get pulled all the time.
We went to London like a couple months ago. We went to see Ben Boomer and like Alexander Palace. You ever heard of it there? Mate, fucking huge. And then we were like, it was that big, see, after the rave, that a lollipop man. I was like,
what do you mean?
What do you mean? There's like a lollipop
across the road.
Across the road. Like, and like, I was like, and like, this what? Is not only at schools. I've never seen anybody.
At like 11 at night.
11 at night, yeah. And 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday. There was a lollipop man there. Like,
did he have any sweets? I remember going to say Barney's give us sweets.
No, actually.
Maybe he was pervert, maybe.
And then we were walking to the bottom of the hill, and they're all like, stay in. I think it's because everybody's coming out about 11 o'clock, and obviously your bus is not, it's a big space. And I bumped into somebody I knew, and my cousin's like, how the fuck? Like, he's like, I've lived here 2 years and never bumped into anybody I knew. I suppose it's a rave, like.
I don't like London, bro. It's too chaos, too dangerous as well. I'd be shouting and walking about it.
Oh, it's far too big. Like, how many? We were looking at Google, I think. You can fit a load of Belfast in it, basically, but it's a ridiculous amount. Like, it's massive.
It's humongous, mate.
Jamongus.
I think there's like more people live in London than there is in all of Ireland, isn't there?
Oh, I think so. Like something like that.
Crazy.
I'm not going to end the technicals because some comp rips me to shreds in the bottom of this. But I mean, it doesn't. I like staying here. Like, obviously, you said, like, Australia. I just don't know. I always think I'd want to come home.
But do it for. I couldn't advise anyone. Do it for 6 months. Go out and experience it. As much as I love Belfast, there's a whole other world out there. This is a centipede of what this earth is, mate.
Is music different over there, though?
Not really in Australia. Like, there is, obviously, because it's such a big country, there is want for every genre. Whereas Belfast, there wouldn't be want for every genre here. Like, you've seen.
You have, like, the venue for, like, the co-ops back in the day, and that was it.
You know what I mean? Whereas Australia, because there are so much people, there's a want for every genre. But when my fans say go out there, to come see me, it's the same kind of energy as back home.
See, to be honest, actually, the man saying that, dude, like, sure, do you know TJ, who's Ritchie's mate?
TJ?
Yeah. No, he lives in Australia, and he's always really good in the music and all. And then now he's over in Australia, and now he's like DJing. He was never doing it over here, but he could have.
Yeah,
but he just went over there.
Just went over there,
bringing the tracks and all as well. Like.
I was meant to move, bro. So see his tattoo. Yeah. I had my flights paid for, visa paid, accommodation paid. I was going to live in Australia with my two mates here there and I lapped out of it like a couple months beforehand. I was like, I'm just going to chase DJing for one more year just to see what happens. And a year later, Put Him High was released, the exact same date. I was meant to go, 15th September.
Happens, mate. That's for a reason, all right?
Exactly 1 year later, too, Dick. Which is nuts.
And that was.
The date Put Him High was released, but the year before, I was meant to move away. Not how life works again.
I know, mate. That is actually. And was that only, that was only like 2 years ago, weren't you saying?
Not last September, the September before.
And here, what was it? This is like links into somebody's question a wee bit, but was it Spotify, you think? No, SoundCloud, you think like blew that up? What do you think?
All right, well, SoundCloud is where I first put it on. And there's a funny story behind it. So I got Heiju signed to Universal Records. It was good to go, but they couldn't clear the sample because it was a Cosheen sample.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for weeks, and then I got a phone call on the day of the A&R of Universal. It was like, sorry, Dara, we can't clear the sample. We're going to have to let you do this deal. And I was like, oh, that's my big chance gone. I remember sitting in the van work being like, fuck me, I was going to be amazing signing for a major. 10 minutes after, I got an email of Sony, can we jump on a call? We want to sign Put Him High. I was just like, fuck me. So 10 minutes later, I jumped on the call, and they had sent over contract that day. And wow, that was all she wrote. And funny, the A&R that signed me for Universal was saying, hey, Jude, is now my A&R for Sony. Sony just hired him in there recently, and he works for me. Well, with me. Connor Coates, he's actually from Belfast. That's another thing I'm so lucky about. My A&R from my label is from Belfast. Well, lives in, I think it's from Hollywood or Bangor. My manager's from here, and my two agencies are from here. My whole team, I can go and meet for coffee. Whereas like the likes of like maybe Jazzy or whoever else who's massive there, all our teams are based in London. Symmetric and Shugs' manager is London.
Actually?
So they couldn't just go and meet him.
Alright, what's good here?
Aye. Where I can go meet anybody. It's all homegrown.
Aye.
So, it's so lucky that way, like.
That's good though, like when, especially when sort of the industry, because I would say like if you have to fly over, obviously you're used to flying and all, but like that idea of just going quickly and sorting something out, but like why does I have to get on a flight or a fucking Zoom? See, Zooms don't work for me. I don't listen to what anybody says. I'd be looking at myself.
100%. I'd be on them with a label all the time, being like,
and then you know you're being awkward as well, so then you start to be like more shifty. Do you know what I mean? Or I said with a pen, but then I write notes, I'm just drawing things. Do you know what I mean?
I yawn like fucking them, mate. I always yawn, see, when I'm in meetings. I have a really bad thing.
It's like, this is boring, man.
Talking, just yawning like fuck. I don't know why I do it. Must be like an anxious thing.
But I know what you mean, actually. Sometimes I would do it. Like
you look so rude doing it. Like you're just
warning. We got more, a couple of ones. Come back to UFO Belfast, someone said.
UFO, that's in Limelight.
Did you play in there?
I went to Australia last year, and we announced it when I was in Australia. I'd done two nights in it. It was mad. It's sort of like 2 minutes, both of you. And the day I got back from Australia, I got back at like 4 p.m. and had to go play the next two nights. The night I landed and the day after in UFO, I was heavy.
Have you ever had to play somewhere where you've been too fucked?
Not like walking on the stage, but my very, very first Telegraph, my first headline show, I blacked out. Don't remember. I had to get carried off stage the end of the night. Metal.
Did you?
Metal. And Jill,
were you like really like conscious, or were you like, yeah, leaving?
Blacked out, bro. Don't remember now. 5 hours, mate. I just sold at the Telegraph in minutes. First headline show in Belfast. I had the time of my life.
Was that like in November or something? Or was it?
It was 2 years ago, in November.
I remember it.
I had the time of my life, pal, and no, I don't even regret it, mate.
Nerves got the better of you, did it? Was there any videos you getting carried off now?
Nah, I don't think so. Like, it was more just like, not carried, but like,
escorted. Hand up your back like a wee girl in Derry.
It was lit, bro. But that's me and see. So it's like, you can do it once, just don't do it again. Which is fair enough. Like, have your fun the first time, but then the second time I've done it, it was grand, and every time since.
It's probably just been butt nerves.
Good boy.
And excitement.
I threw up before, to be fair to you, so that's the only time I've ever been sick before a show. I remember doing that there. Although I did have a big kebab before I went, because I was like, I'll be starving here.
So the Chinese is out. I could be the next one then. Instead of you getting pints, you're going to be getting fucking Chinese as well.
On the radar. I was actually going to say to my manager to change it up a wee bit, just because it is. There's vodka and stuff on it.
I was going to say, what is your radar?
Vodka Monster. That's heavy, isn't it? Vodka Monster. That's fucking, what am I at?
Like, what can you do? Can
no
you write anything?
I was sick, bro. Fucking Monster you're drinking
what
every
Monster
week.
What Monster you drinking with?
They were just giving me white Monster. Plain Monster, mate.
I like the pink one with Scuba Fogger.
See, I should probably have asked for like a flavoured energy drink. Instead, I'm just Monster.
No.
Fucking, what am I at, like?
What, sorry, do you know anybody has moderate like raiders or anything?
I got sent one today, bro, for a beefy thing here. Jesus Christ, man, see us here. I'll not read out the artist, but
he's getting fucking blanked out most.
I'll read out the raider. Hospitality raider. A vegetarian artist dinner. 3 pre-rolled THC joints. 1 gram of weed. 1 bottle of Primaverto red wine. 2 glass bottles of still water, a dressing room with significant space and running water, and the artist is entitled to a quality meal for dinner. If there is no artist dinner, a €50 buyout hotel or room budget. That's okay, like, but it was just a weed thing. I was like,
are you allowed to put drugs on it?
I'm going to get them in, like.
You ain't going to get
it? There's a thing I've seen is white socks. See if you ask for white socks in the rider, that's a bag of gear.
Fuck.
But that's just one of the mad ones I've heard of, like stories of people wanting separated, like fucking M&Ms, or something to call them. Like blue.
Made no way.
You know what I mean? Aye.
That's just taking the fucking
isn't like, it? I said this in an interview yesterday. I was listening to, there's a DJ from Leeds called Danny Bond, and he was saying back in the day he used to run events and he booked Judge Jules, I think it was Judge Jules.
Aye.
And Judge Jules, for a joke, said he wanted a toaster on his rider, and he was running about like an angel looking for a toaster, and he ended up getting it. And Judge Jules was putting his banner on.
Judge Jules wore the glasses, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. You know, he's actually a judge, a solicitor. He's a music lawyer.
Is he actually?
You have lawyers as well to do all your deals for the major labels or whatever else, and that's his job.
That's why
it's 9 to 5. He's a solicitor. A music solicitor.
We were actually talking about this the other day. Me and my mate was like, what happened to Eddie Halliwell? Like, you, everybody about Eddie Halliwell. Like, I haven't heard of him in years.
John is, bro. It's the scene is changing. This is another thing I said yesterday. Gone are the days of just a DJ. See, if I was to give anyone advice now coming up who wants to be a DJ, don't be a DJ. Make music.
Aye.
Because you'll become a DJ. If you make music, people don't come to watch DJs no more. Like, you could have these incredible DJs. Eddie Halliwell, DJ is... James is different because he has that big tune, but like these boys are just known as quality DJs.
Aye.
And aren't selling out venues no more because people just want to come and hear that one or two songs.
I actually know what you mean though, because it is sort of like people are like, what song do they play? Do you know what I mean? Or like, what song? Do you know what I mean? Where
the love for the music is gone, but in the UK anyway, and maybe in Berlin you can get away with that there because it's so popular still over there that just the whole culture is different, but. Especially here, it's all people just want to come and hear that one tune.
I know. I actually love the way it makes me, like, when you're saying like Dancing Peak, and I like, see, when you used to go to
them,
there's
no. They were the days, bro.
They used to go to them, and then you heard this wee tune, and then I remember I was back like, when Snapchat was like, no, like, only really coming
through.
About. So then you used to get like a really good. I remember the first time I heard fucking Dan Assault, That's Only Real, and I was like, the heck, I don't know what this before. But like, we were in the top of Mandela Hall, and then it wasn't even him who played it, it was Dusky played it, but we were like around the top of the balcony, and I just seen like, I was really fucked, and I just seen like the fellas in the high vis room, but all the smoke coming from like the stage,
right.
And then the firearms, like it looked like the firearms going off, but seeing that song, it goes like,
oh, I know what
I
thought
it was a fire alarm, it's like, you need to get out, it's going to burn. Do you know what I mean? But like, that's like, even though that's Dan Assault's song, do you know what I mean? Like, it reminds me of Dusky, do you know what I mean?
Lemons. I remember my first day was Mandela Hall. And it was Twitch. Do you remember Twitch?
Oh, I met.
And it was Bicep playing.
Yes.
And they played their tune, Gotta Let You Go.
Oh, fuck.
And they flicked on the lights. Remember the end of the night? They used to flick on the lights. Everyone's like, out there.
Oh, wow. I was actually, mate, I think I was 19 then. But not that song was out. I remember because we all went to Ibiza. I went to Ibiza when I was 18 and we were 19. That was the year I came out. Like.
Came out. Well, I would have been 18 in that place. I remember we walked home from the Glandor from Mandela Hall, me and my mate. Love life, trooping up a road, flying off a quarter of an ear or something, mate. going, I love you, bro. You're my best mate.
Here, am I melting your head? I don't have to keep it. Me doing that, you can do all you want. You're nothing but trouble, mate. Me.
I don't do it no more. I'm taking any fucks since I was 18, Nick. $2, mate. As a DJ, you do need to have somewhat of a professionalism about you. It's all right getting paced. But when it comes to gear and all that, it is frowned upon.
Oh, aye.
I do it. I know it's not.
It's it is obviously the lifestyle. It looks like it's the lifestyle you're in, but like, yeah. You can't be like. Maybe some of them actually underground, sort of like more like fucking Berlin and all. Like, you see fucking like Sven Vav playing out, or not even like him, but somebody like got sweat beating off him and all, and they're fucking smoking.
I'm going to video David Guetta tomorrow, lad.
Who's the one who's smoking?
I don't know. He just stood still and the tune's on loop and he's like looking out at the crowd like, what the fuck's going on here? But he's way stinking with the eye.
See, them ones maybe not, but then like you're saying, like,
it's more of a 90s thing, especially now with social media and all.
That's
and,
what I was going to say.
You can't.
And someone record a video of you, like, and then that goes like bit of fast live or something. Like, no cunts taking a video of Sven Vav from fucking Berlin. You know what I mean?
Like, back then there wasn't even any videos, so you could get away with it more.
Aye.
But
who did we see? We seen him sonar. You know Paul Kalkbrenner? You ever heard him?
No.
He's techno DJ, but he was just sitting smoking. You could see him with him, he's just smoking. Like, fag after
Scott fag. Project does that when he's playing. Like, I don't smoke fags in your DJ, mate. We fag in the movements. I don't know, or something about it, mate. Something about it.
Goes well for the aesthetic, though, right? Looks good. What are our questions? We're not going to get through all these questions, to be honest. Like, favourite and least place you've played in?
Least favourite?
He doesn't give a fuck. Like, I know
Ministry of Sound, London.
Oh, I mean,
cake. Okay, it was just.
I went to do a video for Cameron Colley, and like, and see when you're going to India, they think you're going to Indian airport.
Kinda, I don't
like
know.
The security is like literally the machines that you're
going to. Aye, that's right. Aye, I was a DJ and he nearly knocked me back. I was like, "You want playing here, bro? Paying your ways tonight. Let me in." It's a good club, man. It's an amazing club. To be fair, it's probably the wrong thing to say. It's my work. It was just I didn't enjoy the night I played on. Just a lot of tourists there. It's all tourists.
I think when Kieran was playing, like, it was like a lot of like Asian people there.
Aye, literally.
And it was just, I think it's a weird night. Because I was pure sober on it. Like, because you go on, you have that
bit. So was I, it's with many worse.
You know what I mean? And then even up the top in like the room where like the DJ sit.
It's a wee weird. Isn't it? That's right, man.
It's like a wee loft or
it's
something.
It's like, it's like this here material, but it's like on wood and that's
and
about
how
it,
dark,
like,
is it? Like, can you show fucking stage on here?
Aye.
So I still like the back they got me and they go down the side of the stage. And then
the wee balcony when you walk out the thing looking down, aye.
I don't know, it was sweet, like, but then on back there's just this random night where there's like another big bar, so it was like,
yeah, that's right.
That was weird. It's such a weird thing, like.
But the best one would be I'd have to go Belfast Telegraph. But then outside of that, there you remember going that Luxembourg venue was unbelievable. The one in Italy, I played at a place called the Pyramid in Italy. Maybe it's the Pyramid or Cork or Loco or something like that there. But it was just like this big fucking glass pyramid. It was lethal.
Actually,
it's good buzz out there. Mate, so loud, mate. There was like 2,000-3,000 people in it.
Do you think a venue that were like the not the loud of a venue, but shit event, because sometimes you can go on a night out and you're like, atmosphere was good and all, but that venue was cheating. Like,
definitely, aye.
Do you think I could be really playing it?
It's all, I think the more, what's the word, the more extracty, mad looking venues they are, the better of a night it is for everybody. You know what I mean? Place like that there, that's why they're so popular. What do you think of what dance music is, rave music? It is warehouse parties.
Aye.
It is just illegal raves before it became commercial.
I know, actually, it was like fucking my man.
That's where it all began, like industrial sites, just random barns. Fucking place, barns, you know what I mean? That's what makes dance music so special.
You get away with fuck all these days, though.
Can't do nothing, mate. I know. Fuck's sake. Can I get no more White Sox Marauder?
You can't get all sorts of ass, but teachers and all. I just want a teacher in my writer. I want to write her. I don't know even a week keep, is it? I'm like, fuck.
Have some men to do, Polly.
For fuck's sake, darling, I'll be back. Oh, hey, Jogan, here. This is a funny one. Because I think I remember us, but I didn't know it was you who were involved. He got me and Giggsy barred from the Telegraph, the telly. I was there, I think.
That was a mad night, lad.
You weren't even like DJ. You were just there, weren't you?
I was just there. We were fighting that night, us and all the show road ones. And One of my mates, I'll not name anybody in this situation, but one of my mates knocked another one out, and then it all went from inside the venue to outside. Who was playing that night? It was like Charlotte DeWitt or something really good.
Aye.
And we were all in the, do you know where the bar is?
Aye.
But from the front door to the bar, it was like Green Street, mate. There was about 20 of us here, about 20 of us there, maybe more. And Kigsy just grips a fire extinguisher. She just spreads them all, mate. And then it was just all chaos broke loose.
Was that the night, though? Did they throw the gas canister, the tear gas that night?
I don't think there was cops
there. There was one time I was there, and there was a fight out there in the fruit, but see, I never realised that they're fucking tear gas. Like, you can't breathe in that shit.
Can't breathe in it? Nah, I've never, nah, it wasn't that night.
You You've felt never that. Experienced
oh, that. Nah, I don't want to do that. Or, see, like, an air pepper spray in the eye. I know I watch him videos and, like,
read. I thought you were going to say you've got it.
No, fuck, I'd cry like a wee bitch, man, if someone pepper sprayed me. No way.
I know.
I'd be looking at my man, mate.
Did you see the one of, like, there was, like, police officers, like, all women and, like, England, and they're all trying to arrest some fella, and then they start pepper spraying the woman. Like, you got me in the eye.
I have seen that. It's two birds trying to arrest this big fella.
And I think the third one.
The comments on that are ruthless.
Are they?
They're ruthless. Like,
have you ever?
I don't ask the woman's day. Can't say enough in here.
Say what you want. You're making fucking scenario. Here, have you what was I gonna say? Have you ever got like shit on like social media on the comments? Speaking of comments.
Sometimes, like, oh, not massively. I'm feel lucky that way where it actually is all love, and I wouldn't even really pay attention. I think I've built my mindset. I think mentally 10 years advanced. I feel like in 10 years' time, I'm going to be 10 times the artist I am now. So I'm prepared for shit comments because it's going to happen, and it does happen. Right. It's just kids, mate. Clickbait. Just wanting a reaction out of you, because I used to do it myself when I was younger on Twitter. I'm fucking blocked by like Colin Bass, Orange Chambers, mate. I used to be on school, mate. Look at this here, lads. He's replying to me. So I know what it's like. But when you're out and about in the street, mate, it's all love.
I know what you mean, actually. So somebody's writing the comment to see if you're replying to
them. Oh, you're just writing with your mates to see if you get a bite back of them. So, and I've never, I don't think I've ever, bar that or tits out scenario, I don't think I've done anything stupid enough to fucking cancel me, but make me a show on social media.
I know there's a couple of fucking DJs back in the day get cancelled for like comments and stuff. Remember?
Cancelled for comments?
It was 10 walls.
But see, when I do, I should probably, it's another reason, I should probably stop replying to the bad comments and reply to the nice ones, because I get one, I'll slag them back.
Mate, idea.
Because then I want more likes and lemons, because they have a couple of likes. Oh, you're a man.
You can't be a man. My man's dead. They gave me like so.
I shot their palm, mine's alive. That's terrible.
I don't even know what to say. I just laughed.
Said Shatter Pal, mine's alive.
I thought you said Shatter Pal, I met him. What was that? I like 10. Do you remember 10 Walls Walking with Elephants? Remember that song?
Yep.
But he get cancelled that enough for being homophobic.
Nah, maybe. But that's odd. But he can't be doing that there. I was just lying to it.
I know. Like
sectarianism, racism, homophobic.
But I was of one that I remember. I was like, I remember somebody told us to turn it off, and I was like, it's not right. Like, he may be homophobic, that song's not there. You know what I mean? That's one of the ones like, I remember from going to Ibiza. Like, once you, the first couple of times you go to Ibiza, no that matter if your fucking genre of music changes, they stick with you, like, you know what I mean?
I can't even remember my mind's just, what did you call that tune? What'd you call that? Balearic Sunrise? That was our first Ibiza tune. Mine's a whole lot different than
what you were 10 now?
Elephants or whatever you call that tune again.
Walking with Elephants. Because that was a bit more like Deep Housey or something like, wasn't it?
This one was just Makina.
What's that mean?
That was like,
somebody just randomly wrote Bell Sonic. I don't know what that means.
Am I playing on it?
Maybe, no, you're not?
No, I wish it was. I was meant to be. Not meant to be, but there was serious deep talk about it, but it just didn't happen. Which broke my heart, man. I thought I deserved it, but hopefully next year. It's definitely a goal. I will do it. I'll not die. I'll not rest until I do it.
So I want to be the first. Have you not done it yet?
Not headlined it. I've played on it, but I've never headlined it. I want to be the first guy in Belfast to headline it. I'm the first guy in Belfast to play the SSC Arena, so I want to do that Bell Sonic. They've never got a local guy in it. No local guy's been, say, big enough to do it, so, and I feel like I really am. Especially next year, mate, if things keep going the way they are, there's be no reason why I shouldn't be doing it. Or shouldn't be big enough to sell it out. Because 20,000 tickets you need to sell, remember? It's a lot of tickets, bro.
Is it?
Aye.
And Bell Sonic?
Aye. The good thing is though, it's 16 plus, and like that's their big day out then, kids.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's your money maker. People see like all these, oh, he does sold 20 pound tickets, he sold 19 pound kids tickets. Like.
I know, actually, because it is 16 plus, I always forget about that. I don't know why I have like a love-hate relationship with Bellsonic.
Because it's for the kids?
Sort of, and then because it's for the kids, even though like, it's very like long, so like yeah. You sort of bump into everybody, do you know what I mean? And then it's sort of like,
they're good days out, Bob, and you're like, I'll see if you stand in the back way, let all them wee hunts up the front.
Some DJs I hear, like even when these windows are closing on the summer, and you get like, proper hear everything. Like,
here,
like, see if the wind blows, like, you proper hear.
It's
like,
only really up a road there, like,
it's literally over there, literally, yeah, mate, you can see it. And
you you're on about Customized Square, are you?
Customized Square.
I'm on about Armour Road.
Sonic, right.
But Customized Square is still...
Oh, but you can hear that as well, actually. If the wind blows, he was playing... I swear to God, no, that's actually true. See if the wind blows,
see,
it blows the sound. I would. Shouldn't have to be, and I could hear fucking my feet like a woman, lad. I can hear the whole part, that's cool, girl.
I wouldn't want to do, not that I wouldn't want to do customize, of course I would want to do it, but I've done SSE and it's more or similar but indoor.
No, I like, so I like Bellsonic.
I think next up would be, that's the goal, isn't it?
Aye. And how does that come about? Do you just have to wait they approach you?
More or less, yeah. My agency would ever come to Demons or vice versa. I think in Belfast, mine and theirs are very close anyway. Well, it's Notorious and Shane run it all.
Aye.
So.
How easy do you think it's so much better, like, official having, like, an agency? Do you, like,
oh, you need it, bro. You need it, like, you need it. Well, you don't.
Does it,
you need it.
Does it, like, sort of, like, what would you
it
say?
It just means so, I don't have to do fuck all.
I was going to say, like, it takes away... You like having to turn things down, where you can just say like Demons no or yes,
yeah, and they can. It's kind of cheeky for the DJ to ask for more money or ask for a certain, like, look at that rider for example. If that DJ texts me for that rider, I tell him to fuck off. But if it goes through their agency, and then it's all done email, it's all done formal, so you can kind of push and shove a wee bit more, and it keeps the DJ out of it.
And all you have to do is I'm like, nope, yes, don't mean but extra 20 grand, you cunty. Pay my fucking tax. You should put that on your next trader.
Pay my tax. That's good shit. You've seen you play away, bro. The taxes are fucking force. I mean, at the street, it's like 49% tax.
Actually,
joke.
I mean the tax on your car.
Oh, my car tax. You're 30 quid. Fuck out there. Pay me actual tax.
But it just takes the hassle of you having to do it yourself. What other ones have I got? Mad, I already have mad stories. Have you thought about taking people on for production lessons? Yeah, it's a completely different thing, isn't it? Like,
no, it's what I do. It's just something.
But I mean, like, teaching.
Yeah, I've considered it, but just not yet. I just don't think I'm skilled enough to do it yet. I still think I've a lot to learn. I've only been making tunes, man, 3 years.
Right.
If even, like, I'm quite new still in this game, even though I'm in. Like, there's been boys who've been doing this for fucking 30, 40 years and haven't got to do what I've done, so I feel so lucky. But I just think I'm ready to be teaching people yet and charging money. If I'm offering a service, I want it to be the best type of service possible, not just...
I would say it'd be hard on me to see the teaching people, because people think you can get somebody to like, gets it like that, and imagine get somebody then get it and you're saying,
I know, like, there's ways to do it. I think the way Shugs used to teach me is the best way. He would just build a tune and I'd watch him how to do it. That was the first lesson, and then I went back, he recorded the lesson, and then I tried to make a song off watching what he'd done.
Yeah.
And then I would bring that song to him and he would add on what he thinks needs done to what I done, if that makes sense, and vice versa until you finish the song. So that was the best way for me learning.
What program do you use to make that?
Ableton.
I'm asking that because I remember we used to make, like, in school, obviously, it was not the same thing, but I just used to say, like, you actually would have fucking flew through school, mate, if you could have done that.
What,
music production, like?
I know, like.
Because we had to do a part of that, and I actually just remember it.
I loved it, bro. I loved it. Did you use a DAW, like?
I can't remember at all, but that's why I was asking to see if I could, like, click on to anything. We had to play piano. Actually, you playing piano the other night, Isaac. Go ahead.
Oh, I can play the keyboard, like. Well, I'm getting better at it.
Oh, that's fucking class, though.
Piano.
Is that just for you to be able to, like, think of, like, a tune and then put it in? Or?
Just for writing melodies, bro. It's quicker. Like, I used to just play the... There's a keyboard on the laptop. You hit M and then your piano road comes out in the laptop.
Like a school one, remember the school one? DJ.
No, it's not, but it's actual keys. Just faster for writing melodies. It means you can just try different types of melodies and then... I just wanted to get a keyboard handier.
What's the crack here about, so obviously, like, your new track and stuff, like, do you find it hard, like, getting somebody to do, like, the vocals and stuff like that, or do you be fussy, or what way does that work?
You just get sent. Sometimes you're in the studio in London and you're working with writers, and it's actually, you see, the first time I done it was, like, a working class Belfast lad get into the studio, riding down a track, and then you have all these girls or fellas, whoever it is, in the room humming and like, no, like over your tune and like writing up lyrics, but they're just singing there on the spot, and you're going, this is so awkward here. Like,
the GB's gone there.
This is just, I was like, I don't like this here. Yeah. And this girl's like, next to your tune, you're going, Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up.
She's but then, murdering us.
But once you actually see it all come together and learn how it works, and it's part of the cinema, and it's actually magical. You're not just in this room, bro, creating a tune. It's mental. But so you can do it that way, or other people will do top lines, and they'll just get sent to you. So I get to get sent them every day and just go through what ones I like, and then just ask for that top line.
What's top line mean?
Top line is just the vocal alone. So there'll be vocals just over a track. I may not like the track. You can take elements of the track if you want and ask for the stems.
Yeah.
But I mostly just ask for the vocal and then just try it out myself. So that's how I got money, honey.
Who is there anybody who you really want to be on the track with?
Oh, there's your Becky Hills and Ellie Golden and you know, people like that there. There's
Becky Hills fucking class though, isn't it?
There's local people as well, like Jazzy. There's a girl, Mimi's killing it. A girl, Rhea Melvin from here. There's so much good singers in Ireland too. The girl that sang on Obscure's new tune, I've Arrived, I forget her name, Tommy or something like that there. You'll know that song, but there's so much people in Ireland that we like to work with.
Aye.
Just getting them up. I actually bought one of these recently, so I'm going to start doing it.
Did you?
Sure.
Mate,
this was just what they all sing of. It is,
but here, people probably use it better for me. They can, people probably use it like in more, I just record a voice note, voice memo.
Yeah.
Mate, I use like, because I use Adobe for like obviously editing and stuff like that, but there's like an Adobe edition. I don't know why they're working, so I was like, that'll do me.
Bro, ChatGPT.
I have me all the
time. No, mate, I'm telling you, it tells you step by step what to do, anything. It's a lifesaver.
See where that there, though, for all I need it for, it works perfect, because like yours will go through one channel, mine's go through the other.
And that's perfect, yeah.
When I bring it in the edition, when I bring it in the Premiere, I can just like select your file to be like, you'll have your own audio and I have my own, so if mine's too loud,
you can push it up. Yeah, turn that way.
It works, I don't mean, it's just bare minimal.
You
know.
Can you, do you put like a filter over the vocal on it, or the mic?
No,
like a,
not
like
really,
a preset,
no.
Sort
probably
of thing?
Should.
Because there's something I need to do to mine, put a preset to make it sound good for singing and doing.
See,
because when I first got it, I was sitting singing in the room by myself, putting the reverb up, turning the reverb back down.
I thought he was going to say, pawn the replay. One by one.
It was, baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Were you acting?
And then reverbing it right up, pitching myself up, all the time of life.
But see, when you ever get something like that, though, and then be like, this isn't working, probably. Like, seeing I got my first camera, I was like, these photos are shit.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why is it not working? And you realise, I'd have to do this, I have to get that.
I need someone to show me it. I see reading stuff and I really struggle with it.
Videos
are okay, like ChatGPT or TikTok videos is really helpful, but I need someone to show
There's always
me.
Like a YouTube video, like a good YouTube video. Most of the stuff I've learned is from YouTube. But see, like,
but they also talk some shit in it too, mate, and I'm like,
I like it when it has like the sub sort of things down the bottom. You're like,
skip
what's
and see
that
what's
say?
What.
I mean? What was that? I was going to say, for a podcast, if something is really fucked up for audio, although we have like a thing called podcast, like it's a podcast enhancer, so it wouldn't work for like, if somebody's far away, it's AI trying to make their voice better, so they're going to be like, are you parts of you don't hear them properly?
Right.
But see if they're like just singing and stuff like that, I don't think it would work as good.
Yeah, for
it. I don't mean, because it sort of tries to judge what you're saying for your AI.
It's fuck this into me, yeah.
I remember locked them doors. I imagine you standing on your fucking balcony in the bathroom.
Do you know why I was singing out there? Because I remember there was this like hillbilly came on the Americans Got Talent, and he just didn't look like he would sing out there at all, and then just came on and had this mad voice, and I was like, that's life.
I think it is. It's funny. If you have like a deep or a dirty voice, it just sounds good, but
we
were locked in. Don't mean anybody does. So one last question, because there's too many here. Like, we're going to get a good one. Sorry to anybody else who we didn't get. Somebody said, what about Angie Stone? Did you like Angie Stone?
Who?
Angie Stone, do you know who that is? My God, that is, did you not know that? She was like one of like the best like vocalists, like Carl Cox and all, like loved her. Like she was just, she sung, I wish I didn't miss you anymore, she sung. But I like, that's when I'm on Sunday and somebody's going fading to go home and I'm like, oh, you know, you don't know it. Does anybody treat you different now that you're somewhat notable or noticeable, I think that's meant to say?
Yeah,
Friends and family wise, nah. If anything, they humble you more. So I'm lucky to have a good friendship and family around me.
Yeah.
I've still mates to the boys I've been mates with since primary school.
But do you think people who don't really know you would try to act like they know you now?
Ah, you get that. Like, yeah. You do get some family members who maybe I would speak to, or now my cousin, my.
Or
But I'm. Although I probably come across as a big fucking outgoing guy, I'm a bit shy. I just sit in the house. I don't like talk to any cunt. I love my own company.
No, I'm a same, man.
My circle's small. I just have my mates and
but the, my I remember, see, even you said it about it being a show. We sort of talked about this in the Harry podcast now, but I sort of getting like that a wee bit. Because most of the events I'm going to is people who view my podcast, obviously, and then I'm not there on a stage. I'm just like on the ground.
Yeah.
And people think because they see you on stage, you're going to have this personality all the time. Like, this cause to see me on a podcast, things I'm gonna be like all the time, but I get really overstimulated with people and all as well. And like, doing it, even if they're coming over just to chat, I think, but I prefer my own space.
I love it, mate. You know,
unless I'm blocked, I'm like, yeah, some cunt's getting the headlock to me.
I can't give them with, save them with a crowd of people. I do be Dara, I do be bubbly, but then I just love, please all leave me alone. Let me just make tunes here. I love just sitting in the cafe, mate. Load of schnoz, mate, just making music.
Schnoz? What is that for anybody that doesn't know?
What?
What is that?
It's like a thing pouch you put in your gum, man.
Who gave me? Our Callahan gave me one of them before I'm fucking gorgeous.
I remember the street.
I was like, mate, get that out of my mouth. I thought I was getting a film or something.
Here, see in Australia. Maybe, mate, do you want that peeling? Fuck you, Anto. I give him one and another bird one. She was Aussie. We were sitting in a bar. And I was like, if he's ever took one before and he says no, but we've had a fair, whatever, I was like, right, go ahead, take one. 5 minutes went past, we're like, fuck, my head's getting a bit dizzy here. And I was like, take it out, then you're going to end up being sick. But I've heard people being sick, but I haven't actually seen anyone be sick. And I was like, take it out then. And they're both like, nah. And I was like, they're a Balamitor, he can keep it in the longest. It must have been like an hour, 5-10 minutes went past that. Your woman vomiting her hand. Run the toilet. Anto seen her doing that. Anto leaned over the table, was sick all over the floor. I say, bro, we need to go here.
What, the nicotine or something?
Just nicotine pouches, aye.
That's see, you said about Anto. I haven't seen Anto in years. Like, this is before we went this year.
We dirty Anto, I love him. Like, I hadn't seen him.
And then we were in a beef up, but we were out there. We were for somebody's wedding, but we were on the villa, like sitting by the pool. But I started peeling. I was like, I'm Anto peeling. And then they were like, he's come up here, but no, like, you're like, when you're partying, you're just like, that's absolutely, but they're absolutely talking shit. Because she's just all talk shit. And then he just came in the room, man. He's just talking about you. good crack. So here, what's a crack? What's the plan? What have you got going on? What's the biggest, the next big thing? Derry, is it?
Derry London is the next one in Northern Ireland, should we say. I'm doing Index in Dublin here in a couple of weeks. It'll be big. And the Ibiza announcement is coming. Good question. I don't even fucking know. It was meant to be last Tuesday. I'm hoping it's this week some stage.
When? Did you get that third thing sort of?
What?
Did you text me about the graphic thing?
Aye. Just about that? Like.
Mate, I won't even attempt at that. I
haven't even got the 3D one. We just got an artwork made, mate. It was just, bro, the fucking about we done for artwork, like.
See, I don't mind doing it for myself. It looks like I can do it, but see if somebody asks me to do it and then start being technical, I'm like, nah, sorry. Don't mean.
Oh, man. That's the whole reason, the whole lot for us here is the artwork, bro.
Is it?
It should have been out last Tuesday. The amount of fucking about we've done for this year.
Fuck, Eden's good, though. I love Eden, Nick.
I know. Hold on. Can't wait.
Good
well, summer.
What?
Good out summer.
Good out summer. But I thank you for coming on, mate.
Thanks for having me, pal. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe, hit the bell to be notified. Slán.